It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
Braves Country has been optimistically hoping that the Atlanta Braves would get the act together before the other shoe would drop. They were hoping they would get Profar back. They were hoping that Chris Sale would come back sometime soon. They were hoping that Alex Anthopoulos would make a couple of moves, one in the starting rotation and one, maybe a couple, in the bullpen, and get this team on a roll where they rip off 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games in a row, get themselves right back in the mix, at least for a wild card, if not going to catch the Phillies. And at this point, that is gone. So the last 2 years, I have never seen a team, deal with the amount of injuries that the Atlanta Braves have had to deal with for the last 2 years. It's been nuts. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, 912-466-7340, or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. I've never seen it. The latest in the myriad of injuries that the Braves have had, including 2025, which they didn't get out of the gate very well, Spencer Schwellenbach heads to the IL with a fractured elbow. Now, let me tell you something. I'm a baseball guy. I am a guy that pitched most of my life. All through high school, into college, I pitched. Did I suffer some injuries, some tightness, some soreness? Absolutely. Every person that's ever picked up a baseball and pitched has dealt with those things. One thing that I have never heard of, is a guy fracturing his elbow without some type of impact to fracture the elbow. And that is what has happened to Spencer Schwellenbach. There's some hope that he may return in September, but even at that point, if he's not back before September the 1st, remember, he won't be eligible to be allowed to pitch in the postseason. You've got to be on the 40-man roster to be able to pitch in the playoffs before September the 1st. So I don't know if the Braves are going to take him off the 40-man roster to put him on the IL to make room for someone else, or if they'll roll the dice here and say, maybe, just maybe, we'll figure something out and we'll find some path to get in the playoffs, and then we can have Schwellenbach for the postseason. The chances of the Braves making the playoffs are very minuscule at this point. 5, 6, 7 games under 500. Like 6 teams in front of them in the wild card. 10-something games behind the Phillies. The Mets are imploding as we predicted. The Phillies won't. But now, like Spencer Schwellenbach. Let me put this in perspective for you. The Braves have had all opening day, or excuse me, four of your opening day starters and five starters at some point this season have been on the IL. Ronaldo Lopez, AJ Smith-Shaver, Chris Sale, Schwellenbach, and don't forget Spencer Strider started the year on the IL. Five starters with stints on the injured list. I have never seen that. I've been watching baseball since, I don't know, 10? I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but let's just say in my 34 years of watching baseball, you can do the math, I've never seen a team have five starters on the IL in the same season. It's nuts. And then all the other injuries, too, that they've had, especially last year. And it's making me wonder, you know, and I get, like, probably the Spencer Schwellenbach thing is probably a freak thing. It's got to be. A guy fractures his elbow pitching, non-impact. I've never seen it. It's almost like the baseball gods have their finger on the Atlanta Braves and are going to say, no, you're not. Maybe the Braves took out a loan. Maybe the Braves took out a loan to win the 2021 World Series, and this is payback with interest. Maybe the Braves took a loan out from the bank, cashed in a 2021 World Series, told the bank, we'll pay you back whatever we need to pay you back down the road, and now the bank is collecting. That's the only thing that makes sense, to have borrowed collateral for a 2021 World Series from the baseball gods, and now the baseball gods are collecting. A guy to the IL with a fractured elbow without any blunt force trauma to the arm. I've never seen it. He was injured on June the 28th, and he pitched great. That's the thing. He went out there and pitched with a fractured elbow, and this is what he did. 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, 12 strikeouts, 1 walk with a fractured elbow. And he's sitting there talking about after the game. He was like, yeah, you know, like it hurt a little, but I just mushed through it. Figured it was just some tightness. The next day, it'd probably be a little sore. The next day I woke up, it was a little bit more than sore. Yeah, dude, your elbow's fractured. That's going to be a little more than sore. Holy cow. I've never seen anything like this. So they placed Schwellenbach on the 15-day IL. They're not going to put him on the 60, at least not right now. He may not pitch again this season. They're hopeful he'll be back in September. If the Braves are out of it, don't expect him to pitch again until 2026. They placed him on the IL. They activated Daisbell Hernandez from the IL. They optioned Kevin Hergett to Gwinnett, and they called up and activated Austin Cox. They're in trouble. They have no starting pitching outside of Spencer Strider. Grant Holmes has had a pretty decent year. Okay, I'll give you that. But holy cow, Grant Holmes been the only guy in the rotation that hasn't been on the injured list, and he was pitching out of the bullpen last year. This is some nutty stuff. I mean, just downright nutty. Four starters in the same season on the injured list. Snake bitten. That's all I can say. So now, and he was having a good year. It's not like he was a liability in the rotation, and it felt like he was starting to kind of hit his stride and start to, not that he hasn't already broken out, but kind of step to the next level. 7-4 with a 3.09 ERA, 17 games for Schwellenbach. In his last two or three starts, he had been ace-like, elite on the mound. It's a shame. I don't know what you do. I guess we can talk to Dr. Sasser at some point. Maybe next week or a week after, whatever, you know, whenever we get around to that, and ask, what do you do to fracture or to rehab a fractured elbow? I got to assume that he's not going to be throwing anytime soon. How do you throw with a fracture? Well, he did it. He did it. 7 innings, 1 run.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. High school football season is just a little over a month away, and the Southern Sports Edition will be releasing its high school football preview issue a little later in the month. Participants on this year's cover will be Grant Moore from Brunswick, T.Y. Chisholm from Glenn Academy, Fuller Wimberly from Frederica, Makai Jackson from MCA, and Parks Riandu from Camden. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Keep up with all of your favorite local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Just went through the NBA draft for 2025, and there, you know, I remember all of us do, right? When the NBA draft, when you would draft somebody in the first round, you know, you could probably get an impact player, a franchising player. I don't know, up through pick 20 in the first round, maybe, you know, late first round. Yeah, good luck with that now. Things have drastically changed with the one and done rule. Now, when you get to draft, you know, past pick 6. You're basically drafting on potential, which you're hoping a guy might do. So we'll go through the draft, and I want to talk a little bit about what the Hawks did as well in the draft. So the Mavericks, of course, took Cooper Flagg forward out of Duke. No big surprise there. And that's the other thing with the NBA draft. You know, the Mavericks won the NBA lottery, and, you know, they have this lottery where, if you're not familiar with it, if you're not in the playoffs – however bad your record was, they give you X amount of ping pong balls, literally what you see in the lottery, like the Georgia lottery, where they have all these ping pong balls in this little tube, and they rotate the tube and they reach in and it's the same exact thing. It's the same exact thing. The future of your franchise rests on a ping pong ball. So the Mavericks won the NBA draft lottery. They got the first pick. And so they took Cooper Flagg. But the thing with the NBA draft lottery is, just because you have the worst record doesn't mean that you're going to end up with one of those top five picks. You could have the worst record. And the worst record you have, the more ping pong balls you have in, you know, the little crystal container or whatever it is, So you have a higher percentage, but it's not guaranteed. And so with the NBA draft, trading-wise, it's a little difficult to make trades because you don't know where a team is going to be potentially drafting roundabout the next year, where in all the other drafts, especially with the NFL, right, you kind of know this team's going to have this draft, this spot next year. But, you know, general roundabout, but you don't really know in the NBA because you could be bad and still be picking at, you know, 20 or whatever it is. So the Mavs took Cooper Flagg out of Duke. No big surprise. He's by far and away the best player in the draft. Head and shoulders, in my opinion, above every other player. He's going to be a stud in the NBA. So the Mavs will have, a player to match with Anthony Davis. And we'll see how that goes for them. I think they immediately get a lot better. I think they become a playoff team. I mean, I don't think they'll go very far. They still have some other pieces they need to address. But Anthony Davis, Cooper Flagg, if Cooper Flagg is what he was at Duke, yeah, looks good. The Spurs had the second pick. They took Dylan Harper out of Rutgers. Rutgers had two picks in the top five, which was, yeah. I mean, I'm not surprised at that other than the fact it's Rutgers, but Dylan Harper, guard out of Rutgers for the Spurs. 76ers, VJ Edgecombe, Baylor, another guard. This was a very guard-heavy first round. A lot of guards taken in the first round. Sixers take VJ Edgecombe from Baylor. And then at four, the Hornets, another player from Duke. Duke had three players drafted in the top 10. The Hornets took Con Knepel from Duke, another guard. At five, the Utah Jazz took Ace Bailey, another guard out of Rutgers. There you go. And then at six, the Wizards. I really do like this pick. There's a lot of value, in my opinion, here at six for the Wizards. Trey Johnson out of Texas, another guard. I think Trey Johnson's going to be a star in the NBA. And often in the NBA draft, you don't get to pick six and have that type of player there for you, an impact player, franchise player. You might get a really good player. But at six, it's hard to get that impact, dynamic franchise, face the organization for a decade. And I think the Wizards have that in Trey Johnson. Jeremiah Fears from Oklahoma went seventh to the Pelicans, another guard. Eight, the Nets took Igor Demin from BYU, another guard, which I feel like that's a big reach. I feel like it's a big reach for the Nets. I didn't like this pick. Especially when, you know, you've got some other guys there. Kamon Miliak was still there for Duke, and they did take him. You know, they reached here for Igor Demin. The Raptors took Colin Murray Boyles from South Carolina forward. There were only two players here in the top nine that were not guards that were taken. Everybody else in the top nine were guards. Seven of the first nine picks, guards in the NBA draft. And that's just indicative of what the NBA is now. It's a guard league. You got to be able to shoot from the perimeter. You know, years past, right, like the David Robinsons of the world, they were always high picks because it was so hard. The Shaquille O'Neals, it was so hard to find a dominant big man. And because it was so hard, the NBA evolved. They said, well, since there are so few of those, we'll do things a little differently because there's lots of guards that can shoot. So we'll just make this a shooting guard league, and we'll get away from having the big man, especially since, you know, if the guards can shoot threes, three is more than two. Last check by my math. So that's what the NBA has evolved to. So you don't see a lot of the big men drafted high anymore in the NBA, and you don't see them have offenses run through them in the NBA anymore either. So at 10, things got a little interesting. The Rockets took Kamon Miliak out of Duke, and then they traded him immediately to the Phoenix Suns. Of course, you know, the Rockets made that deal for Kevin Durant, and so their 10th pick was going to be included in that deal for Kevin Durant, which makes me almost wonder, right? Like, if you're the Rockets and you know that the person you're picking is going to be sent to the Suns in a trade, maybe you take like the worst player that you could possibly draft there, knowing that there's not going to be any real value for the Suns and it's going to hurt them down the road in the big picture. Rockets didn't do that. They took a good player. I'm sure there's probably some type of stipulations. They probably said, you know, the Suns probably told them, you know, when you pick at 10, you're going to have XYZ player available, whichever of XYZ player available you take, we're going to take him in return for the Kevin Durant deal. So I'm assuming that's the way it would work, because if you don't, I mean, general managers, I mean, they're pretty cutthroat. Like, right? Like, I'm going to send you my 10th pick, so I'm going to pick a guy that's not NBA worthy. I'm going to pick a guy that's not good enough to be in the NBA, and I'm going to trade him to you for Kevin Durant. And, of course, you know, the Suns are getting more than just the Rockets' 10th pick. They got a whole lot more. And so the Hawks, they made a splash, and I'm still trying to process this for the NBA draft for them. So they had the 13th pick. They did not have a pick in the second round. They only had one pick, and their pick was Derek Queen from Maryland, and they immediately traded him to the Hornets for Asa Newell. So the Hornets drafted at 22, which was where Asa Newell was picked, and then they sent Asa Newell, their 22 pick, to the Hawks for the Hawks' 13th pick, Derek Queen. The Hawks also got an unprotected first-round pick. That will come from either New Orleans or Milwaukee next season, whichever one of them, their draft pick, whichever one's higher. And see, this is exactly what I'm talking about. You don't know. I mean, you just don't know. Milwaukee was a playoff team this year. Obviously, New Orleans wasn't. There's some talk that, you know, the Bucks might take a step back as far as losing Antetokounmpo. So if he's not there, they're probably not a playoff team. So whoever's got the highest pick, the Hawks will get that next year. And with the way things go for the Atlanta Hawks, both of them will make the playoffs, and they'll be picking 20th. That's just kind of the way things have gone for the Atlanta. They did make some big news in signing Porzingis, or trading for Porzingis. I love this deal. This brings an impact player. This brings a fringe elite player. I'm going to put Porzingis in that group, a fringe elite player in Atlanta. And, you know, Trae Young, sure, I think that he is a really good player, borderline great. Porzingis, I feel like, is a borderline elite. The two of them paired together will be really interesting. Porzingis has got a lot more size. Of course, he can play down low, and he can shoot the lights out of the building too. So I was really happy with this deal that Atlanta did. And, you know, we'll see what happens contractually with Porzingis. He's getting a little up there in age as well. And, of course, Trae Young is, you know, no spring chicken himself. He's right in the middle of his prime. So we'll see what happens here. Hopefully Atlanta – I've said this time and time again. Atlanta can never – the Hawks can never lure free agents. This is the only way they get these big-time players is when with the Celtics or any other blue blood in the NBA is trying to unload a player. Then the Hawks come like, hey, we'll take him. And so, you know, that's kind of what happened here. Hopefully the Hawks will be able to re-sign him. There's got to be a way. Atlanta's got to figure out how to lure free agents to Atlanta. They got to do a better job of selling the organization, selling the city. You know, Atlanta's a great place to live. I don't think it's got anything to do with the city. I think it's got everything to do with how poorly the organization has been run for, 30 years. Anyway.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC guys a call. 912-638-5778 or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
At Cunningham Jewelers, we appreciate the freedom our country gives us. Come on in and check out our red rubies, blue sapphires, and white diamonds. The perfect red, white, and blue. Let our friendly staff help you find that perfect 4th of July proposal, no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers will help you bring the real fireworks this year. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
Summer is in full swing and back to school will be here before you know it. Don't stress, because Gentlemen's and Ladies Outfitters in Southern Tide has you covered. Swing in to both locations in the shops at Sea Island next to Harris Teeter for the best selection of AFCO, Johnny O, Duckhead, and more. Tons of Bulldogs and Braves apparel, too. Lots from Mom and Dad as well. The best ladies' shoe collection on St. Simon's Island. Come on in to Gentlemen's and Ladies Outfitters in Southern Tide. And let us keep your family in style.
I just feel the need to harp on the Atlanta Braves today. I'm going to talk about some Jordan Jerickson profar here in a second. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82, off of Exit 29, 912-263-4422. By the way, that's in Brunswick. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. So Jerickson Profar returned, fantastic debut, right? Or re-debut. And remember, Profar has been suspended for PED use, 82 games. He served his suspension. He will not be eligible to participate in the post. What are we talking about? He's not going to be eligible. None of the Braves are going to be eligible to participate in the postseason because they're not going to be there. 2-for-4 in Profar's return with a home run. He did also strike out, but you got to be encouraged because left field has been a black hole all season long. Remember, Atlanta signed Profar in the offseason to fill that role, and then he gets slapped with PED violation, and he's been out since game 4, right? And so the Braves said, Jared Kelnick, hey, man, this is your chance. This is your opportunity. You said in the offseason you wanted to play every day. Here's your chance to play every day. And Ronald Acuna at that time was injured. He wasn't back. And so he comes back, they shift Kelnick to left, and then he plays himself into a platoon because he can't hit. He's hitting 230 at the major league level. And eventually, after 1 month, they said, we've had enough. They had signed Alex Verdugo to a minor league deal. They called him up, and for a couple of weeks, it looked like that Verdugo may be the answer out there in left field. When they first called him up, he was hitting over 300, driving in some runs, some clutch hits. Like, okay, we might have something here. Well, that quickly spiraled out of control. Alex Verdugo was DFA'd with the activation of Jerickson Profar. Verdugo, 239 is what his average was. Remember, first couple of weeks, he's hitting over 300. He ends up at 239, no home runs, hit for no power, didn't drive the ball a whole lot, 12 RBIs. And here's the thing for me. A 296 on-base percentage. I put a lot of stock in on-base percentage. I'm a guy that still believes, and in today's Major League Baseball, you don't see it, but I'm a guy that still believes that as a elite Major League player, if you're a superstar, if you're an elite guy, your on-base percentage should be over 400. In today's baseball, you don't see that very often. You don't see a lot of guys with on-base percentages over 400. I still believe that. And some of the really elite guys, the Bryce Harpers of the world, you still do see them with on-base percentages over 400. But with all of the swing and misses and the lift and separate and strikeout or home run, you watch the on-base percentages in baseball dip to where even your Aaron Judges of the world are not having 400 on base percentages. You know, they're 370, 360, sometimes 390, but very rarely in today's game will you see a player with an on base percentage of 400. Now, when you get under 300, even in today's game, that's terrible. 296 on base percentage for Alex Verdugo, under 300, 21 runs scored. So the Braves had no choice. I was actually a little curious. I knew that somebody was going to get DFA'd when they activated Profar, but I was a little curious if it might have been Jared Kelnick down at AAA, who for the majority of the season has struggled in Gwinnett. And so I just wondered if maybe Atlanta wasn't ready to completely just pull the plug on the Jared Kelnick experiment and let him go, and then maybe option down Verdugo because they're both left-handed. Unfortunately not, and I don't really know what Verdugo's option situation was. I don't know if he had options left or not. I'm assuming he did since he signed a minor league deal. I know that would be the case. If he signed a minor league deal, he had options, and Atlanta just decided Verdugo is going to be the guy to get DFA'd, and they're going to hold on to Kelnick. Kelnick is a little younger, a good bit younger than Verdugo, so maybe that had something to do with it. So he gets DFA'd. Kelnick's still on the team. Profar returns. Atlanta wins in his return. Matt Olson, of course, a big grand slam in that game. And, you know, we'll see if Profar's return can maybe spark the Atlanta offense, which has been abysmal. It's been dreadful. It's been a sputter. All season long, the Braves have struggled. Michael Harris has now played himself into a platoon with Eli White. And now you got to kind of wonder, you know, Harris signed that big deal a couple of years ago. Is he that guy? Is he that guy? I've said this on the show before. I feel like that Michael Harris, remember, he won Rookie of the Year. He hasn't gotten any better. He's exactly the same, maybe worse than he was as a rookie. I don't know. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. That's jaxshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, affordable, family, fun. And I'm really curious to what you guys think. Is Jurickson Profar going to be enough? Is he going to spark the Braves offense to where they'll get on a roll? Sure, he got slapped with PED use. Last year, he had a breakout season with San Diego, which is why Atlanta signed him. But before that breakout season, he had really been an average outfielder, maybe even a fringe fourth outfielder. High draft pick with Texas, never lived up to the potential. They let him go. San Diego took a flyer on him. He had a great year with the Padres. That translated into this contract that he signed with Atlanta. Pretty lucrative deal, three-year deal. Even if Profar trends more back toward what he was before last year, assuming, and I'm just going to make the assumption because I don't know, but assuming that Profar was using PEDs last year to have that breakout year, even if he's not that guy, the guy that he was before the PED use is still better than what Atlanta has been throwing out there in left field. His numbers traditionally throughout his career, still better than what Verdugo was doing, still better than what Kelnick was doing, and Profar is not going to platoon. I mean, they were platooning Eli White and Verdugo, Fairchild. Profar is going to play every day. So the Braves have finally gotten what they wanted, which was Profar and Acuna in the same lineup together. Remember when the season started, Acuna was out. Profar was the leadoff guy. So I would imagine that you're going to see both of them hitting up in the order, maybe 1-2. Throughout the rest of the season, and now you've got Profar and Acuna, hoping that Profar is closer to last year than before, and he helps Atlanta get in the playoffs. But even if he does, he's not available to be able to play in the playoffs because he's going to be suspended for getting caught using PEDs. So, you know, even if the Braves get to the playoffs, is still a mess. Alex Anthopoulos, you have got your hands full. You've got to get bullpen help, and you've got to get you before the Schwellenbach injury, the Braves needed a starter. Now you probably need two. Starters are expensive. You don't have a very deep minor league system. Good luck.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golden Isles Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max's Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about our keg selection, too. Locally family-owned and operated since 1985. Off Exit 29 on I-95, 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567 and look for specials on Facebook. M&B Liquors.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, we've seen some signs of life from the Atlanta Braves recently, and so kind of want to talk about their pitching situation. We've seen Fuentes get called up, the young 20-year-old, and the reason he's being called up is to make that start last week was because A.J. Smith-Shawver was unavailable because he is now undergoing Tommy John. So joining me from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, is Dr. Bo Sasser. Dr. Sasser, thanks for taking the time.
Hey, great to be here, Jason.
Let's talk some A.J. Smith-Shawver. So he tore his UCL. So first off, walk us through what that means before we get to anything else. What is a torn UCL?
Sure. So the UCL, which stands for short for ulnar collateral ligament, is the small, thin ligament on the inside of the elbow that basically holds the inside of the elbow in place when you throw a ball. And for normal wear and tear daily activity, that's all you need. But when you're throwing a ball at, 80, 90 plus up to 100 miles an hour and doing it again and again and again, they've actually shown that that ligament cannot withstand all those forces. And so in a lot of these pitchers, it gives up and pops.
So he did say that, exactly what you just said. He said that he was on the mound, he threw a pitch, he started feeling some numbness in his fingers before he heard the pop.
Sure.
So talk to me about that. Like, should that have been like a telltale sign that something's not right when he's got numb? Again, before he felt the pop, he said that his fingers, the tips of his fingers, went numb. Normal?
Well, it that is secondary to the ulnar nerve. We've all hit our funny bone.
Mm-hmm.
We all know exactly where our funny bone is. Well, the funny bone is really the nerve, the ulnar nerve, which is right next to that ligament. When you are repairing or reconstructing a UCL, which is Tommy John surgery, you have to watch out for that nerve. You need to know where it is. You don't want to injure it. And that nerve controls the muscles in your hand, so you can make a fist and hold a ball. And it also gives you sensation to the small and ring finger. And so that's the tingling that you will get when you have ulnar nerve issues. And a lot of people, and we kind of go into this acute stage, but a lot of people will have ulnar nerve issues, or a lot of these high school kids that throw will have ulnar nerve issues before their ulnar collateral ligament pops, either acutely, but normally chronically. And it's hard to describe on the radio, but if you ever get on the internet and look at the slow motion progression of a pitch, their arm during windup and the initial part of the acceleration is so far back, that shoulder is rotated so far back, and the elbow is rotated so far back, it looks like it's broken. It looks like it's a deformity. And that's what creates that velocity.
Mm-hmm.
And that ulnar, that tiny little ulnar collateral ligament, which is about the diameter of a pin or a phone cord, for those of us that remember old phone cords,
right.
that is supposed to hold that elbow in place as you slingshot the ball. And so when that happens, the ulnar nerve will get stretched and cause that tingling and numbness.
Again, the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Joining me from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, Dr. Bo Sasser. An interesting thing to me, Dr. Sasser, I have been chomping at the bit to actually get in here and do this interview with you right after the Smith-Shawver injury occurred. You've been doing what you've been doing for a very, very long time. And if you go back and watch the tape of the injury to Smith-Shawver, you will see that, I guess, when he started feeling that numbness, he starts shaking his hand, starts looking in the dugout. No one comes out. Throws a couple pitches more before he finally hears a pop or feels a pop. And then they come out and check on him once Strider was like, hey, man, I think he's hurt. You, as a physician, an orthopedist, if you're in the dugout and you see a guy on the mound start shaking his hand, wouldn't that have been a telltale sign of, maybe let me go check on this guy and see what's going on, or it happens all the time, not a big deal. Your opinion?
I don't know if I would have walked out on the field, but I would have been at the top of the steps. I would have been at the top of the steps watching carefully, and when his velocity was off or he threw mm-hmm. one into the, you know, the back or down in the dirt, I'd say, okay, we have an issue.
Yeah.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah. So when the trainer did come out and they checked on him, they did try to have him throw some, and he just, he could, after the pop,
right,
he was unable to do it with any significance. So now moving forward with him, he has the Tommy, he's undergone the Tommy John surgery. And, I know we've had this conversation before, but I just, for those folks that, might be tuning in for the very first time and haven't heard this prognosis, Tommy John, we're looking at time X to time Y. How long?
And it's still these days, it's like 12 to 15 months. You know, they've Spencer Strider, they've tried to be more aggressive with his rehab, with the type of surgery he had. But it's still taken a little bit longer and probably will until he becomes 100%, if you become 100%. But normally, with all of these guys, high school, college, major league, it can be 12 to 15 months.
You know, you bring up Strider, and I do want to touch on that because you actually called this. So, you know, Strider came back in the first month of the first month after he came back from that surgery. His velocity was significantly down, 94, 95, and of course the way he pitches, he wasn't as effective. And then his last several starts, you've seen that velocity now begin to get back into 96, 97, 98 miles an hour, and he's pitched better. So you called that. You said, you know, when he comes back, his velocity is not going to be there, and it's going to take some time, a few starts, for him to be able to build up the strength to get the velocity
right,
back.
Right, exactly.
Yep. Same thing for maybe A.J. Smith-Shawver?
Same thing.
Dr. Smith, Dr. Sessor, always appreciate your time.
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks, Jason.
All right.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, and by Golden Isles Collision, oh, and by the Southern Sports Edition.com.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Onions have layers. Ogres have layers. Onions have layers. You get it. We both have layers.
The Island Players Young People's Summer Workshop proudly presents Shrek Jr. the Musical, based on the DreamWorks animated picture. July 16th through July 27th at the Casino Theater on St. Simon's Island. Bring the whole family. Tickets are just $15. For showtimes and to buy tickets, check out theislandplayers.com. Doors open 30 minutes before showtime.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
Tired of looking at the old jewelry you don't wear anymore? Or do you have that ring that just rattles around in the drawer? Come on in to Cunningham Jewelers, July 23rd through the 25th, for our annual National Rarity Show. Turn old coins, old jewelry, gold, silver, sports memorabilia, and more into cash. That's July 23rd through the 25th. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. 912-265-8652. Or online at CunninghamJewelers.com.
We've had a really intense baseball day, haven't we? Profar, Schwellenbach, we talked to A.J. Smith-Shawver, and we'll get Sasser to talk to Dr. Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to talk to us later about the Schwellenbach injury, too. A fractured elbow. Man, that's nuts. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, and by the Southern Sports Edition.com. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.com. www.thefriendlystaff.org. Well, since we've been so baseball-centric today, let's shift gears. We've done NBA. We've done a ton of baseball. I want to talk about, you know, Georgia just landed another big recruit, and, you know, they have now moved up the rankings in, I guess, the recruiting rankings. These are from 247.com. So we're going to go – I'm going to tell you, like, the top 10 schools right now. And remember, we got a long way to go before we start getting, you know, early commitments in December and then final commitments in February. So, you know, we're only in the summer. But there are some surprises on this list as of right now. I'll talk a little bit about those. The number one, the school that has the number one class, it's a school that you haven't seen there in quite some time. The USC Trojans currently have the number one recruiting class, 19 4-stars, 1 5-star, and a few 3-stars. So USC, the number one recruiting class currently, early July, in the country. The number two is the University of Georgia. They've got 1 5-star, 18 4-stars, and a few 3-stars. Number three is Notre Dame. Notre Dame has done a really good job in the recruiting wars the last 2 or 3 seasons, and you have seen some of the results on the field. Texas A&M, number four. Texas A&M is like the biggest head scratcher. Year in, year out, year in, year out. They're top five, top seven, and they don't contend for SEC championships. They're not even in the mix. It's a real head scratcher when you consider like all the talent they have on their roster and how well they've recruited the last half decade. You would think that they would be right there contending with Georgia and Texas and Alabama, and they ain't. They're not. At number five, no big surprise, and I wouldn't be shocked to see them kind of move up even from number five, Ohio State, you know, the national defending champions. At number six, Alabama. So used to seeing Alabama in that top three. Six feels like it's six feels a little low for them, right? It's a little disappointing if you're an Alabama fan, I would imagine. At number seven, one of my surprises, but I don't think that it's going – I think this is the beginning for this team that's at number seven in the 24/7 rankings. I think you're going to start seeing them in the top 10 a lot in recruiting. That's the Miami Hurricanes. There are a lot of folks that are picking them to win the ACC with Carson Beck transferring down there. They had a really good recruiting class last year, at least by their standards, and now they're inside the top 10, trying to get inside the top five. Again, a long way to go, so we'll see where they wind up. At number eight, a fellow ACC companion for Miami, the Clemson Tigers, at number eight. And, you know, Dabo continues to recruit at a high level despite the fact that he's just not going to deal with transfers. So, you know, good job for Dabo. You know, he's keeping talent on the campus as far as, you know, getting them there. You know, they're still transferring out, and he's not replenishing older guys that are transferring out by taking older guys to transfer in. He's still doing it through the high school ranks. At number nine, Michigan. At number 10, to round out the top 10, the Florida State Seminoles. Again, that's another head-scratcher for me. And they've had some good recruiting classes too, and they had that one good year where they got snubbed in the college football playoff. And other than that, you know, it hasn't been real good for the Noles down in Tallahassee. The SEC, 12 through, well, all the way through 15, right? At number 12, LSU, 13 is Tennessee, 14 is Texas, and 15 is Florida. So inside the top 15, the SEC has Georgia, 1, A&M is 2, Bama is 3, LSU is 4, Tennessee is 5, Texas is 6, and Florida is 7. Seven teams in the top 15. Isn't that right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven teams in the top 15 in the recruiting wars, all SEC teams. Georgia Tech is at number 40. I really expected them to be a little higher. I really thought Georgia Tech would get inside the top 25 with what they did last year and the momentum that Brent Key has built. Still, again, a long way to go. Don't be surprised if Georgia Tech moves up, but I think 40 for Tech would be a little disappointing. At 112, Georgia State, 128 Kennesaw State, and at 151 is Georgia Southern. I am stunned to see Kennesaw State have a better recruiting class than Georgia Southern right now, but that is the facts right now. Again, long way to go. Here's some surprises, and then you know we're starting to push up against time. 24 Rutgers. I'm surprised they're that high. Indiana is 26. Same thing. 27 Syracuse, 28 Pitt, 29 Kansas. All of those teams are way higher than what I thought inside the top 30. 30 is Cal. 38 Oklahoma. Oklahoma at 38? That's way low for the Sooners. 47 University of South Florida. Surprised to see them inside the top 50. The first team that is ranked in the 24/7 rankings that is not a Power 5 is at number 50, and that is App State. Nebraska, all the way down to 59. I would really have thought that with everything going on over in Lincoln that Nebraska's recruit they inside the top 30, maybe 25, but 59 feels really low. Talking about really low, here's an SEC school ranked barely inside the top 90, a perennial power. Auburn is 89th right now. That is not good. That is not good at all on the plains. And Dion is finding it a little bit harder to recruit. His Colorado Buffs are ranked 100 in the 24/7 rankings. So those are some of your rankings. Top 10, US, top 5, USC, Georgia, Notre Dame, A&M, and Ohio State.
This
Happy 4th of July
Jason
weekend.
Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. High school football season is just a little over a month away, and the Southern Sports Edition will be releasing its high school football preview issue a little later in the month. Participants on this year's cover will be Grant Moore from Brunswick, T.Y. Chisholm from Glen Academy, Fuller Wimberly from Frederica, Makai Jackson from MCA, and Parks Riandu from Camden. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Keep up with all of your favorite local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.